Thanks for joining us today for another daily devotional. I'm talking a little bit more quietly because it's the middle of the night. It's about 12:30, and I just let the dog out to use the bathroom out in the back garden, and he smelled something, and he ran up to the end of the garden and he found this hedgehog. Now the hedgehog's curled up into a little ball because he's afraid of this big dog running about. No need to be afraid, Tozer will not harm him, but that's what hedgehogs do. They curl up into a ball whenever they're afraid. And fear is something that they have to cope with. This is a coping mechanism. They curl up into a ball, they hide their eyes, they hide their face, and hopefully the danger will go away. And sometimes in this world of ours, we can be very afraid as well, just like the hedgehog here. And we can curl up into a little ball, we can try to hide ourselves, we can close our eyes and hope that our fears will go away. Fear is a result of sin in this world. In Genesis chapter 3, we read about Adam and Eve sinning against the Lord and hiding from the presence of the Lord in the midst of the garden. And the Lord came and said to Adam, "Where art thou?" And Adam confessed, "I hid myself because I was afraid." And fear is something that ever since then is common to humanity. But the Bible says that the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And we don't need to be afraid. There are 366 fear nots in the Word of God. And so there's not a day whenever the Lord wants us to be afraid. Tozer's just trying to work out what this is. Hey, don't. He's rolled him down the hill a little bit. Oh. But there we have it, friends. The hedgehog. Don't know what else to say, other than we don't need to be like a hedgehog if we're a Christian. We don't need to be afraid. God is on our side. The Bible says perfect love casteth out fear. And if you're afraid today, keep your eyes upon the Lord. Don't get your eyes off him. Don't curl up into a ball. Don't hide in a corner. But keep your eyes on the Saviour and claim his promises. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Hopefully, we'll see you next time. I'm going to put Tozer to bed here because he's getting a wee bit too excited. See you next time. Bye-bye.